today. Had your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32. I'm just going to read a couple of verses and try to share with you what the Lord has impressed on my heart. Early in the week, I had looked at something else, and as the week progressed, it seemed like the Lord brought my heart here. And so I appreciate it. I appreciate these verses and how they have spoken to my heart on many occasions. And I feel like that's what the Lord wants us to look at for just a little while today. Isaiah chapter 32, starting in the first verse, Isaiah says, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." That is the verses that I wanted to read this morning. By the help of the Lord. I was thinking before we came this morning about growing up. And as a child, we had our games we often played in the neighborhood. Our family, there were five of us, and then in the neighborhood, other kids, and we'd get together, and we'd play Red Rover, we'd play Mother May I, we would play the Red Light, all of those games I guess kids don't even know about today. But one of our favorites was hide and seek. We always loved to play that. And it was special to have a good hiding place somewhere that no one else would think of trying to find you in that place. And then there were, as we got a little older, and then we had our chores to do, often we'd find a place to hide to try to get out of the work that was ours to be done. Seemed like it always fell apart, and we had to do the work anyway. But there are always hiding places that we often experience. But as life gets older and things happen, we realize the importance of some real hiding places. I've often thought about when the violent storms and tornadoes together in sections of our country, people would make their way to their safe places, their hiding places, from the storms of death would come. But I believe as important as it is to have that kind of a hiding place, it is essential in our lives to have a spiritual hiding place. You see, life isn't about children's games anymore. But life deals with reality. And the storms of life that are real and they're strong and they're hard. There are storms that shake and rattle our families and our home life. There are storms that are physical in nature, storms that are emotional, and that they wear on us in so many ways. I realize there are those today that when life gets hard, they will find their hiding place in a bottle or in a pill, Lord. Sometimes in a syringe, drugs or alcohol, for those things. I've even known people that when life got hard, they packed their bags and they left home trying to find a hiding place. And I want to say all of those things are solid shelters to hide in. We can do those things. It's like putting a band-aid on a broken bone. That just doesn't fix the problem in life. But now, as I live, I see more and more the importance of having a hiding place. And that is what Isaiah is talking about in our text. In the first verse, Isaiah is talking about the king reigning in righteousness. But he isn't talking about King Hezekiah. He is talking about the King of all kings. He is describing Jesus Christ, who one day will reign in righteousness. And then, as he begins to talk about him, he moves into the second verse. And he says, and the man shall be as an hiding place. I believe that Isaiah is talking about the same person. Isaiah is saying in verse 2 that this same king as a man he'll be a hiding place. I'm going to, if I can, preach for just a little while today, simply on the thought of the hiding place. I want to look for a little while at what Isaiah describes about the hiding place. First of all, I realize our need for a hiding place. As I look at the words that Isaiah uses here, Isaiah talks about the wind. He talks about the tempest. Isaiah's talking about a dry place in the weary land. These are all symbolic things that talk about what we go through in life. I realize every one of these things are things that we can't control. I can't control the wind. I can't control the tempest. I can't control the weather. It makes rain or dry. I can't even turn a very land into a satisfying place. They are all things that I can't control. There are things in our life that we can't control today. I am glad that there is a hiding place in those times. I realize we need a hiding place from sin's destructive power. I need a hiding place because of the nature of sin to defeat and destroy our lives. I couldn't handle sin as a sinner, and I needed salvation. But I'll be honest, I can't even handle sin today in my life. Sin is a deceptive thing. Sin is a defeating thing in our lives and hearts. That's why I need a hiding place. Because in my ability, in my power, I can handle sin myself. But thank God there's a man named Jesus Christ that has handled the sin problem. That one gives victory over sin in our lives and in our hearts. I realize that not only do I need a hiding place from sin's destructive power, I need a hiding place from life's disturbing problems. We all need a hiding place from the troubles and the trials and the difficulties of life. I realize they come in a lot of different manners, and they'll come at times inwardly in our life. They'll come outwardly in our lives. Sorrows and heartaches and problems seem to constantly paddle our lives. Chris was teaching this morning, talking about the year of 2025. I know what he's talking about. As a matter of fact, just a few weeks ago, I was saying to myself, oh Lord God, I'm so glad to see September come to an end. Seemed like the month of September was so hard. I want to tell you, it didn't let up. Just as soon as October rolled in, seemed like something else happened. Something else happened. Something else happened. All and all it seems to come in our lives and in our hearts. And it's got to the place almost ready for the telephone to ring. Wait, what's going to happen next? What's going to be going on now? Well, something seems to always be going on. Psalm 61, the psalmist David says, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. Psalmist David said, Lord, I'm just crying to you. I need a hiding place. I need a place, a shelter, because life gets overwhelming at times. Doesn't it to you? Doesn't life sometimes just get overwhelming? And you really, really feel beaten down and worn down in your life. I want to tell you, that's where we get. That's where I often find myself. Just saying, Lord, I'm weary, I'm tired. I'm tired of these battles, tired of these heartaches and sorrows seem to come in our lives and in our hearts. So we realize there's the need for a hiding place. But then notice God's provision of a hiding place. He says that a man shall be as a hiding place. And again, I say, wouldn't it be sad that there was no provision of a hiding place? Wouldn't it be sad if there was no help and no hope of a hiding place? But he said that a man shall be as a hiding place. I thank God that he provided one. I believe, as I said a while ago, Isaiah said that same king I was telling about a while ago, that same king is a man that is a hiding place. I say to you today, what a man he is. Oh, he's a man among men. And he is the alone perfect man. He's the gracious man. A tender-hearted man. He is the God man. I want to tell you what a sad situation we would be in if he was only God saying, "I've got power, but I don't identify what you're going through." They said if he was only man, and he said, "I understand, identify, but I can't help you." Thank God he's the God man. He's the man that identifies. He knows. He understands. Because he's been here. He knows what it is for us to hurt. But at the same time, he's God. And he can step into our situations. And he can work in our problems and in our lives. Thank God he knows. He knows. And he understands. I'm glad he had a pastor ministry. I'm glad he came from heaven's glory to walk among us. I'm glad that he can say, "I've been where you're at. I feel the hurt of your heart. I know what it is to see loved ones that are hurting and sick. I know what it is to stand by graveside and weep." I'm glad it says, "I know, I understand all of those things." But I'm glad he's got a present ministry. Him that is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Thank God I'm glad he's there, calling my name out before the Father. Saying, "Father, that's one of mine that's hurting down there. That's one of ours. Oh, could you give them a little extra strength and help facing battles and burdens, troubles of life?" So I realize that we have a need for a hiding place. Thank God there is the provision of a hiding place. But then lastly, I see something about the description of this hiding place. Notice the picture that he gives is the indication of a wilderness journey. I'll tell you, you're not identified with the wilderness journey in life. Notice how he describes it all. First of all, he tells us there is shelter in Christ. The man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. That word wind isn't the idea of a cool breeze. But the idea is the sudden burst of wind that'll knock you down. I want to tell you, I've been in some windy situations in my life where it's like the wind was so strong, it just caused a hard thing to walk. I mean, the wind blowing against you. Sometimes life's that way spiritually, is it not? Sometimes it's like the wind is so hard against you. Maybe it comes from sickness, comes from sadness, sorrows, things that happen in our life. Seem like the sudden wind has risen up against us. Isaiah said, there's a man who's a hiding place from the wind. There is shelter in Christ today from the winds of life. That healing says there's safety in Christ. He went on, he said, and the comfort from the tempest. That word tempest is the idea of being an overwhelming storm that rises against us. Those violent storms come against our life. But he says he'll be a covered. A covered is a place of safety, a place of shelter that's secure. I've read stories on occasion of people that sought shelter in places they thought would protect them, but they didn't. They weren't a safe place. I want to tell you, in Christ, there is not only shelter, but there's safety. I'm glad it's a safe place in Him for our lives and for our hearts. I want to tell you, there are battles and storms that rise suddenly on our homes, our families, our lives. I could tell you about things today, I'm not going to. I tell you about things today that have recently just risen so suddenly in our family. Storms that I never saw coming. Something overwhelming enough I never saw it on the horizon. Now there's a storm. I want to tell you, there's a place of shelter, a place of safety that is found in Jesus Christ. Then he said there's a place of sympathy in Christ. He said there's rivers of water in a dry place. Talking about a desert place where water is scarce. He said, there's water in Him. Matter of fact, he said, there's rivers of water. Preacher, what is Isaiah describing? He's talking about, the flowing grace of God that He gives. Thank God, I'm glad that He doesn't give just a sip of grace. Thank God, He'll give you a river of grace to meet the needs of your heart and your life. Sometimes people say that I really can. That's like nobody cares. Thank God, I'm glad when you know Jesus Christ, there's one who cares. I'm glad He knows our hurting hearts. I'm glad He understands our troubling lives. He gives rivers of grace. But then there is satisfaction that's found in Christ. He said the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Pictures the idea of being worn out from the toil and the journey of life. Facing the heat of the day. facing the heat of the journey, and you find a great rock that's casting a shadow, and you can find a cool place to sit down and rest a while. I'm glad he's the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. I said it a while ago, and I say it again. Don't you just get weary at night? Don't you get just worn down at times? Well, I do. I do. Chris made a statement and yet stood out so well to me thinking about what I was preaching. Because I have done this same thing, felt the same way. He said if it wasn't for his faith in the Lord, there's times that he'd feel like just sitting down quitting and saying that's enough. Well, I've been there. There's times you just get so weary and say, Lord, there's a part of me that just like to just stop where I'm at and say, I can't go on. But there is that shadow of a great rock in a weary land that gives you rest for a little while. And you're able to get up and walk again in serving and honoring Him. Thank God today. I'm glad that I have a hiding place. When life feels so overwhelming, when troubles seem to come in like a violent storm, when weariness wants to overtake my life, I'm glad I've got a hiding place in Jesus Christ. I ask you today, that's the message in my heart. I ask you today in closing, do you need such a hiding place today? There may be people here today that you are fighting battles, and you're saying, I don't know how much longer I keep fighting it. I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm worn, I just don't know. I want to tell you, God has provided a hiding place in Jesus Christ. The invitation He gave to the crowds when He was on this earth still stands today. When He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I believe He wants to give us rest in Him today. He's the hiding place this world needs. He's the hiding place every sinner needs. He's the hiding place every child of God needs. I need a hiding place every day of my life. I need a hiding place. Brother David, would you give us a song? We're going to stand and sing in just a moment. There may be somebody here today, in the honesty of your heart, you'd say, preacher, I need a hiding place today. I'm feeling weary. I'm feeling beaten down. I'm tired. I'm dealing with things I didn't expect. I'm dealing with things I don't know how I'm going to do. I need a hiding place. Jesus is that man who is the hiding place today. While we stand and while we sing, if there's a need in your heart, this altar's open. I come to Him. Let Him meet your need today. in their service.